It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Mo. We're in Las Vegas this week for the Consumer Electronics Show. It's where the big tech companies unveil the products you'll see a lot more of in months to come. One of the big buzzwords at this year's CES, Ultrabook. The Ultrabook is the PC version of Apple's MacBook Air. Very lightweight, no disk drive, so you can't watch DVDs on it, and it's built to boot up really fast. A lot of companies like Samsung and Lenovo are scrambling to get Ultrabooks out in the market.
It's the next big thing in laptop design.
That's Molly Wood from CNET.
These Ultrabooks are a little bit of an answer to the tablet craze from last year. I'm sure we'll still see a lot of tablets, but I think Ultrabooks answer the question of what you do when you have to get some work done and a tablet doesn't have a keyboard or a USB slot or other useful things that laptops have.
Okay, a computer might last 5 years or so, but the companies that make them want us to buy things a lot more often than that. Isn't this just a cynical ploy, Molly Wood, to convince us that now we need a computer and a tablet and an e-reader and a smartphone and now an Ultrabook?
Isn't that possibly, John Mo, the entire goal of the consumer electronics industry at large? The good news is, though, that everybody who has a 3 or 4 year old laptop who's thinking about an upgrade anyway because theirs is so hopelessly outdated and slow can now upgrade to something that is, in fact, an improvement. I think if you've just been buying a laptop every 4 or 5 years, getting roughly the same thing over and over, the battery life never gets that much better. It's still kind of heavy. These at least are a significant improvement.
Molly Wood from CNET. Another product getting buzzed this week at the CES is not a computer or a TV, but a thermostat. Okay, imagine if a thermostat and an iPod got married and then had a baby. It would look like the Nest Learning Thermostat. Matt Rogers is co-founder of Nest.
My partner and I are both from Apple, and we made iPods and iPhones for Apple for many years. And we got together to basically talk about what to do next. And Tony mentioned, I'm looking for a thermostat for my house, and I can't find anything. And it turns out we spent some time looking at it, digging into the industry, what exists, what features we could do. And it was a total industry ready to be turned on its head.
Rogers says normally you have to learn how your thermostat works. This one learns how you work.
Unlike thermostats today, where you have to program them to basically make yourself comfortable, put your schedule in, the Nest Learning Thermostat learns from you. So as you turn the knob, it learns your habits, when you like it to be 72 degrees, when you leave, when you come home.
So it's picking up on habits. So the more you use it, the more specific it gets. And it's like TiVo. It kind of picks the temperature it thinks you'll like.
Exactly. So every morning when you wake up, you turn it to what you like. And when you leave, you turn it down. Over time, it's really going to get your patterns right on and really help save you energy and make you more comfortable.
Save me energy how?
We provide tools and software to help you save energy. So we have a feature called the Nest Leaf, which basically shows you when you're picking a temperature that helps you conserve. So it has a nice leaf that's very prominently displayed on the product that shows up when you're saving energy. We also have a feature called Auto Away. And what Auto Away does is when you're not home, it basically turns down the temperature.
And how does it know you're not home?
So there's a motion detector inside the product. And using our algorithms, we're able to determine roughly when you're home or when you're not. And after 2 hours or so, when you're not home, we turn the temperature down. And when you get home, we turn it back up.
What about dogs? Is it sensitive to dogs?
It depends on how big the dog is.
That's Matt Rogers from Nest. More from the Consumer Electronics Show tomorrow and on all of our Marketplace shows. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for our name. We're there. You'll find us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mo.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.